Today's share in the Dershim Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simin Tof Kuf Nun Dalad, which deals with the halachos of Tisha B'Av, which we started yesterday. We begin on the very top line, Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Umutu Lilmod Medrash Eicha Uperek Elu Megalchim. On Tisha B'Av, it is permissible to learn. We had a whole discussion yesterday about what learning is allowed. Only certain things that are related to Tisha B'Av are allowed. So this includes Medrash Eicha and the Gemara Perek Elu Megalchim in Moed Katan. Likewise, Uchen Lilmod Perish Eicha. You'll have to learn Perushim on Eicha, Uperish Eiv, and you'll have to learn Perushim on Eiv. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel tells us, likewise, one can learn v'chein agados ha-churban. You'll have to learn various agados about the churban that are found in Perek HaNizokin and in Perek Chelek. Likewise, v'likros b'churban ha-nizko b'yosifun. You can even read about the churban in the Sefer Josephus, Yosifun. That is also permissible. Motor, it brings down the name of Lavush. Sif Katan Dalid, you can learn from Perek Elu Magalchin. So, Aval Gav Diyeshbo Kama Gam Kama Dine Menuda Umuchrom, even though besides the sad things that are written there, there also are dinim of excommunication, nidui and chayrim. Nevertheless, mikol makom mutar lomod, you are allowed to learn them. However, avalisa v'litin ba'alacha b'vad yosef, but to go and really have halachic discussions, real pilpul back and forth, that he says is osur. He brings down the name of the Morgan of Rome in the name of the Ma'ariel. And we need to discuss this and understand this better by looking at Dershu footnote number 7. What exactly is allowed and not allowed on Tisha B'Av is a big machlokas. So he says this is dependent upon whether you say that learning on Tisha B'Av is in and of itself not a mitzvah, that the gather of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av is that there is no chova to learn on Tisha B'Av, or that there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's only to learn Dvarim HaMutarim. And he brings down various achronim who discuss whether there is a mitzvah or not of Talmud Torah. Everybody agrees that there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah every day, but whether you can fulfill it without really learning any of these sugyas, you can just fulfill it on Tisha B'Av by saying Kriya Shema, and therefore anything afterwards is a reshus, and therefore you're only allowed to learn certain things. Or do we say that there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore you can go as deep as you want into this type of learning that is mutter on Tisha B'Av? And that we can really see in more detail in Dershu footnote number 8, where he has a whole discussion from the Chazon Ish, who says, Shelo yitochein shiatiru lilmod gemara avalobiyin. As we're going to learn in a second, there are those that say that you can't have a real pilpul in your learning, and the Chazon Ish disagrees. He says it's impossible to imagine that you're allowed to learn certain things, but you can't have pilpul in that learning. And he says, Mutar lilmod es megilas eicha in perish lechem dima shu perish aruch. For example, you could learn this perish aruch, this long perish called lechem dima on eicha. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, his nephew, says that the Chazon Ish told him that b'dvarim hamutarim efshar lilmod gam be'iyun. Anything that is permitted to learn, then you can learn it even in iyun. And hitir lo layin bepehurushe eicha haruchim bedrushim gedolim. And he said that he personally was told by the Chazon Ish that you can learn whatever you want in regards to Eicha. However, he said, Hosef, Shulait, Tzorech Lomar, Shish Dargos Bien. Maybe there are some different levels of depth into the learning that maybe there could be considerations not to go so deep. Vayashiv Zatzal says, in regards to an Ovel, Yochel Lomo Dvarim Hamutarim Be'in. Whatever the Ovel is allowed to learn, he can learn it Be'in. However, he says, Lach Lo Be'in, Shietzi Lo Mizeh, Lechadish Chidushim. But you shouldn't come up with Chidushim, that would be forbidden. What about learning with the Chavrusa? So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, in the name of the Chazon Ish, that you can learn with the Chavrusa, even though an Ovel is not allowed to learn with others. And he says that maybe you can be mechalik between Rabim and a Chavrusa in any event. Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down, Mutu Lumo b'Chavrusa, Abuvat Shilmo b'Pashtos. He says you can learn with the Chavrusa, but you should learn simple. Abu Lumo b'Kol HaMemches Dvarim Shator Niknis B'Hem also, but to learn with great depths and use every single methodology to go and learn, he says that's not right on Tisha B'Av. Now let's continue the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says, V'cha'ein zeh kosov gam ken ataz. The Taz also agreeing that you shouldn't go and really delve into things. Da'afilu b'mokum demut limud. Even on things that's permissible to learn, ha'inu she'yomo b'pshut, and you should learn them simply. B'pshut and shodvarim, avalo derech pilpul. Not go deep into it. Again, we brought down in Dershu footnote number 8, differing opinions. And then he adds, Da'afilu b'hirur, l'farish dar v'chomur. Even thinking about something to try to understand something that's very difficult to understand, Zosu says that you shouldn't do. Because you're going to get great simcha out of figuring it out. Again, as I mentioned yesterday, some of these halachos are very interesting in terms of restricting us from learning. We normally go and say that one should learn as much as possible, as deep as possible, as a bigger duration as possible. But Tisha B'Av is the one day of the year that maybe things are a little bit different. Each person, as we said, needs to figure it out for himself what is permissible and not permissible, and certainly it shouldn't lead to bittul Torah. Sif Gimel. Yesh Misha Osa Lumot Aide Hira. He brings down, and this you can see in the Ber HaGola, is from the Ogur in the name of the Ma'ari Mulin, that one shouldn't learn Behira by thinking about Torah is also forbidden. And the Mishbura says, Af Tehira Lav Kedibur Dami. Even according to the opinion that says that thinking isn't like actually saying it, so you might have thought that it's good. Nevertheless, Shani Hach, here it's different. Even if you don't hold that Hira is like Dibur, let's say you wouldn't need to say Birchatz Torah if you're just thinking of Torah, albeit the Vilna Gaon and others say that you do, but even if you want to assume that Hira is not like Dibur, nevertheless here, on Tisha B'Av, the Ikar Taima Mishum Simcha, the whole reason Allah learns is because it gives you Simcha, will be Hira Ikar Simcha, and by thinking about it, you're also going to get Simcha. However, he brings on Dirshu foot number 9, we call Makom, Im Derech HaRoi, Bolo Eze, Hira B'Dvar Torah, B'Divri Torah. You're walking on the road and you happen to see something that makes you think of a din in the Torah, so he brings that for the Marshak, Shena Mechuyiv L'Hasir HaHira B'Liva. You don't have to remove that from your mind after trying to concentrate to stop thinking about that. Shalom Nesar Ela L'Gboa Atzmo B'Kavona L'Mod Eze Inyan Aide Hira. You just shouldn't sit and, I'm going to sit down now and think about this difficult sugya. That you shouldn't do, but if a thought comes into your mind, you don't have to try to erase it. Mishmur continues, he says, May high time also lumot as a drush. Therefore, he says, you shouldn't learn drush, deep delvings into understanding something, or kushya, or terutz, or questions and answers. I feel a bit dvarim haram, even on these terrible tragedies that we are allowed to learn about in Tisha B'Av, because mipnesha simchilo, when you go and figure these things out, it's going to give you great simcha. But also lahoros hara. Likewise, you shouldn't paskin shilas. You shouldn't give a hurrah unless it's for a sick person who needs the answer right now. Can I fast? Can I not fast? Do I have to do something to make myself better, etc.? So he needs to know that right now. Tishufut number 10 explains that the Magen Avraham, which is the source of this din in the Mishnah Berurah, specifically mentions a chola because that's the common shilas. It's not that you can't have other shilas as well, but this is the most common shilas. That's why he mentions that. So if it's for a pressing need, you're allowed to go and learn that and give the person the answer on Tisha B'Av. And in fact, he brings down for the Marsham, Shidochak Asmo Lisametz Lasayim Tshuva Binyan Aguna B'Tisha B'Av, that he pushed himself to go and specifically write and finish off a tshuva that he was writing about an aguna, Nebuch, a woman who we're not sure what the status is she still married, or Nebuch, has her husband passed away. Aguna Shailas are the most difficult Shailas, and he did this B'Davka on Tisha B'Av because he brought down, in the name of the Bach, Mishamatir Aguna, if you're able to free an Aguna to go get married, it's Kilu Shibana Achas Mechurvos Yushalayim. So that's almost like a takana for Tisha B'Av, that he's rebuilding Tisha B'Av. So he said that you're allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, also law do dini mamonos. You shouldn't do financial judgments because the din, hainu Torah, because that is actually learning Torah. However, he says, if the two litigants must have their din Torah done today, because they're leaving tomorrow, they won't be here tomorrow, they must go on their road, so then then you might be allowed to go and judge this din for them, because then it would be to have a kirabim tzrichlo, because then it would be like somebody needing you, and if the rabbim need you, then you're allowed to go and do this. In Dershah footnote 11, he points out, however, you couldn't take any schar for this. You wouldn't be able to get paid for this, because normally you get schar batola. He brings out for the Shel Shuvah Maral Diskin that here you shouldn't take it because you're supposed to be batola. You're not letting go and be doing other things. We don't work on Tisha B'Av, and you don't have 900 other things to do, and therefore you shouldn't take schar if you do paskin this din. Sif Dalit, the Mechaber writes, Umot Likros Koser Yom, you're allowed to go and daven the regular davening that you say every day. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Kot and Vav that the Seder Yom here that we're referring to is the Hainu Kriya Shema Ubirchoseh, even though it's psukim from the Torah. So you're allowed to say Kriya Shema and all the brachas of Kriya Shema, but call Masha Shayach Levirka Satvila, and all the davening, which contains paragraphs from Tehillim and psukim from the Torah, that's no problem. That's not called learning, that's called davening, and davening is allowed. Therefore, this Seder Hayom includes as well, the Mechaber tells us, Uparshas HaKorbanos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Zayin says that this is referring to the Korban HaTomid. We'll get to that in a moment, but it's talking about the Parshas HaTomid and other Korbanos sections that we say in the morning. Or Mishnas Ezim Makomim, the Mishnah of Ezim Makomim, which deals with all the various locations in the Beis HaMikdash and the various Korbanos that are brought in those locations in the Beis HaMikdash. Or Medrash, Rabbi Yishmael, and the famous the Brisa that we conclude the Korbanos section of the early morning davening before we say Kaddish, the Brisa of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shlosh Shemini, the Torah Neshaban, that's also allowed to be learned because this is also all called Seder Hayom. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin tells us that all of this is the Lo Gara Kosemi Masha Korin B'Torah Maftir Benavi. We read the Torah. Ki solid banim. And we have Av Torah. So therefore, if you can say that, that's Seder Hayom. Vakom it makes you Seder Hayom. So this is also called Seder Hayom. The issue footnote number 12 brings down that there are those that say even Mizmor Lasoda, which is considered Ki Seder Hayom. There are others that disagree with that. The Parsha of the Akedah, the Aruch HaShulchan writes down, Shafi b'chal Seder Hayom Mutalama. People that say these things every day, as we'll see, they can say them on Tisha B'Av as well. This is also depending on Shlomo Zalman's Hatzal. However, he brings down from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, if somebody is not ragil to say all of these things every day, so then lo yikar b'Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av shouldn't be the day that you start doing all this. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman's Hatzal. He says, At b'yachas l'parshas atomid, hakeda u'braisa l'rishmo. And he said this specifically in regards to people who may or may not say every day the parshas atomid, the hakeda, and the braisa l'rishmo, so they shouldn't say it on Tisha B'Av. And those that have the custom that they say Tehillim and the Shir HaYichud by Mincha time are allowed to say so. Even though after Chatzos, by Mincha time, so you're still not allowed to learn. People are allowed to not sit on a low chair after Chatzos, but you're still not allowed to do all the other Inuyim. So therefore, Tzorach Lomar, the Svirulon, that those that say the Tehillim and the Shir HaYichud, the Mincha, Kivishu Derech Bakosha Shari, that if you're doing this out of Bakosha, out of Techina, so then it's allowed. Likewise, if a person, Rachman al-Islam, is sick, so you're allowed to say Tehillim, as we'll see in a second. Finally, the Mishabur concludes, and he says, Uposna, the city of Posen, Nogin Loma Lamochra, so Shal Emesh, the Shal Hayom. So they didn't say the daily Seder of Tehillim that they would say. The next day would say the one that they missed, and they would say the one for the next day. And the Mishra says that's the more proper way to do this. Umamados Bavade Ilomar, the Mamados, which and you can see in the Shari Tshuva, in Oz Dalid, he brings down for the Birka Yosef, the Lilmot Seder Mamados, to learn these psukim in the Torah, Avshalom Yom, even though you learn them every day, Yom B'Yom, also you shouldn't do this. Udulo Kitoim Likros Mamados Gam B'Yom Tisha B'Av. You shouldn't do this on Tisha B'Av. Then he says, Ayin Lekamen and Simon Tovkuf Nun Tes, Sif Dalid, the Ein Lomar Pita Maktoris. That we'll learn over there that you don't say Pita Maktoris. Shanim Seder Hayom. That's not called Seder Hayom. But you can see in Dershu footnote number 14, and it'll be brought down over there in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes, in Dershu footnote number 22, that they're not referring to what we have known as Pita Maktoris either at the beginning or the end of the davening. They're referring to something else, according to many. And therefore, you would be allowed to say in our davening, those that say it every day, the Pita Maktoris either before or the end of davening. And the Mishabur adds, the Kol Shekein, Shein Lomar Seder HaKabonos HaKosu B'Sof Simen Aleph. You don't say those korbanos that are extra, that are brought down in Siman Aleph, unless, as you see in Dershu footnote number 15, if somebody says them every single day, so Rav Yashu says, then you're allowed to say them here as well. That's called Seder Hayom. That which the Shulchan Aruch said before, I brought this down, Parshas Korbanos, he means the Parsha of the Tomid, the Korban Tomid. Dershu footnote number 13 brings down that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, is brought down by his great Talmud, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, Zatzal, in the River of Ephraim, as well as in the Shelus Hatshuvos Or Letzion. He also says, Sha'osu, that one shouldn't say Tilim, but Rav Azaz Zatzal says, Sha'noagin lo lamar Tilim, af mi sheish lo seder kavu b'choyom, that's for somebody that has a regular Tilim every day. Like we said, the Mishnah Berurah brought down, so say tomorrow, make up for it. Mikol mokom, if somebody is sick, mutar kivin shu derech bakosh den. If somebody's sick in Nebuch, you need to say Tilim, so you're allowed to do that even on Tisha B'Av. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Shemuta rak l'misha rogi lomar b'choyom, kama prokem b'derech tvila. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you normally say every day, then you'd be allowed to as well. And there are other opinions as well. I am the rest of this Dershu footnote. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah umut lachzor ha-parsha b'tisha b'av. He brings down for the Minhagim that a person is allowed to go and say the parsha on Tisha B'Av. What does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches. Hainu, it means Chazen HaKori, the Chazen who's going to read Kisolid Banim Uvnei Vanim, who's going to have to lane on Tisha B'Av Mutar Lo Lachzor HaParsha Kodem Shikru. He's allowed to go chazer it and prepare to lane on Tisha B'Av. And this is true of Hainu Afilu B'Mincha. This is even for Vayechal. Dilu B'Shachris Parsh Kisolid Pshita. For Parshas Kisolid, you don't really need to tell us this because that's sad. The main Hamorihi, and therefore it's allowed. But you might not have thought you're allowed to. That's why he tells us that by Mincha, you can even practice Vayechal. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion, Oshir Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim says that this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham wrote down. But he says, I didn't bring down the opinion of the Taz that says you can do Shtayim Mikra V'yechot Targum. If you do it every day, let's say a person does Rishon on Monday, on Sunday, and Hasheni on Monday, etc., or something like that. So whenever Tisha B'Av falls out, let's say on a Thursday, so you do the Aliyah of Chamishi, so he says that you're not allowed to do. Many disagree with the Taz on this, even though some agree with the Taz, and therefore he concludes he didn't even bring it down over here. Now go to Sif Hei. Sif Hei is an extremely important siman, even though there is no Mishnah Berurah on it, and many of the details regarding Sif Hei are really found in Sif Vav and in the Dirish footnotes, which are voluminous over here. So we're not going to get through all of them, but we'll do the best that we can in the very short period of time that we have left. So Sif Hei tells us, Ubaros, pregnant women, Umenikos, nursing women, Misanos B'Tishabav, Kederosh Misanos Mashlim B'Yom Kippur. So the Mechaber's position is that there's no difference between Tishabav and Yom Kippur. Pregnant women and nursing women have to fast. However, he says the other fast, Shivas B'Tamuz, Asar B'Teves, and Tzom Gedaya, and certainly Tanis Esther, Abel B'Shlosh, Tzomos Acherim, Peturos Milasanos. Women who are pregnant or are nursing do not have to fast. B'Afal Pikein, nevertheless, he says, Ro'uy Shalos Sochalna Lis'aneg B'Maychel V'Mishta Elekadei Kim of Lot. But if they do eat, when they're allowed to eat, they shouldn't have delicacies. They should just eat what's necessary and drink what's necessary to make sure that there's nothing happening to the baby, either the baby that they're carrying or the baby that they're nursing. And then he tells us, Vayel El and Simon Tov Kuf Nun, Sif Alef, where we already discussed some of these dinim. So there's really no further discussion here right now, but now we go to Sif Vav, where he starts describing a little bit more about some of these details, and there again are voluminous Dirshu footnotes on this. So in Sif Vav, the Mechaber writes, Chaya, a woman who gave birth, so Kol Shloshim Yom, is called a Chaya for the 30-day period of time. And some of the Dirshu footnotes that discuss about, well, do we go Me'es La'es, exactly 30 24-hour periods, or is it the 30th day or the 31st day? So this woman who gave birth is considered within 30 days, V'chein Chola, a sick person, Shu Tzarech Lechol, who says he needs to eat, or is required to feed him, Ein Tzrichim Omed. They don't have to do any estimation. It's perfectly acceptable to go and give them food. Elo, he says, Machilon Somayad. You give them food right away. We don't play games. If somebody is sick, this Chaya for the 30-day period of time, or a sick person who says he needs to eat, so we don't play any games. You don't estimate can he or can he not. You just go give them food. Now, there are many, many, many caveats in this. So we'll look at the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tess. He says, the Mistama Amrina Shichalusha, because a woman within 30 days is probably weak. V'hadiyot kechola she'ain bo sakonin. She has the halachic status of a chola, a sick woman, that doesn't have a life-threatening illness, but is allowed to go and eat. Now, kein ap de'inyon Yom Kippurim hi li'achar shiva kishar kol adam, even though in regards to Yom Kippur, we wouldn't let her automatically eat after 7 days, commercial cost of a simon tough ratio zion, hilchos yom kippurim, kindly in tissue of a more makel, shu de rabbanon, logos of a makum holy. They didn't go and institute this under these circumstances. Aina the taz, mshari yachorim, da filu vada yem basakon, even the doctors swear up and down, saying, no, she's not at risk. Bechem holy, a cause of the coming, and some of the illnesses that we're about to discuss, ba filu lo amru tzrichim on a lechel, and even if the sick person or the woman who gave birth says, I don't need to eat, Mutter b'Tisha B'Av, they're still allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, albeit they don't eat the delicacies, they just eat what's necessary. And he says, V'av Shem Arshal, Cholik al-Ikor HaChorosa Shulchan Aruch. Even though the Marshal disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, the Daito, in his opinion, is, the Indian says, Shava Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. He says, we don't make any distinction between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Da'afil Ormat Tzricha Nilechol. And even the woman who just gave birth, Da'afil Ormat Tzricha Nilechol, Kiven truly achashiv as yomim, if it's after 7 days, chayev as sanos. He doesn't give her this 30 days that the Mechaber does. He says after 7 days, it's just like Yom Kippur. She has to go and fast, unless imoshi kain shehi gam king tzaschola. Unless she is sick, then it's a different story, and we take into account her sickness. However, he brings down harbi achronim iskimu the medina shor lecho. Many disagree over here with this opinion of the Marshal and say that medina you're allowed to eat. However, but as the Ramah says, that women have accepted upon themselves to fast in this situation. As long as they haven't gotten sick or don't feel sick from their giving birth and they feel that they fully recovered. But certainly if the woman has not fully gotten healed, or she's sick by nature, or she actually is sick, she doesn't have to fast during the 30 days. And if the woman who was giving birth started to fast and now feels weak, she should stop. Doesn't have to fast the rest of the day. Somebody has some sort of a mental illness and he really isn't cognizant of what's going on at all times and he's getting better from day to day. He can even eat meat and wine all week long, but he shouldn't fast on Tisha B'Av. If he has to eat, if a person is sick and feels he has to eat, even if there's no real danger, you don't have to estimate over here. He goes on both statements, the woman and the sick person. V'chein Isa b'Torahs Adav Aran. We've run out of time, so we'll stop over here. We didn't get to any of the Dirshu footnotes. Mir Tashem, read them on your own. With this, we conclude today's shir.